Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Life often throws us into situations filled with uncertainty, leaving us wondering how to move forward. But what happens when we choose to trust God's plan, even when we can't see the full picture? Today, we'll look at the story of Mary, whose faithful response to God's call changed the world forever. Together, we'll explore how the Christmas story reflects God's love, His promises, and His invitation to trust Him more deeply. Stay tuned as we discover how to respond with faith, just like Mary did. The topic for today is Faithful Response, and our Bible text is from the book of Luke chapter 1 verse 38.
Luke chapter 1 verse 38. Then Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaiden of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to what you have said." And the angel left her.
To start with, let's look at Stephanie's story. It was a foggy morning when Stephanie stepped onto the trail for her first solo hike. She'd researched the route, packed her essentials, and checked the weather. But as the mist thickened, doubt crept in. What if I get lost? What if I can't make it back? Despite her preparation, she couldn't control the uncertainty of the path ahead. But something urged her forward, the map in her hand and her trust that the trail markers would guide her. Step by step, Stephanie pressed on, and as the fog lifted, she was rewarded with the breathtaking view she'd hoped for. Life often feels like Stephanie's hike, full of uncertainties that make us question our abilities and plans. But like her, we have a guide, God's promises and love. From our Bible text today, Mary's story is one of breathtaking trust and submission. Imagine her, just a young woman with her whole life ahead of her. Suddenly, an angel appears with a message that would turn her world upside down. She would give birth to the Savior of the world. It wasn't just a change of plans, it was a complete upheaval. Mary didn't know how Joseph would react, how her community would treat her, or how she would even raise the Son of God. But despite her fear and uncertainty, her response was simple yet profound. "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." Mary chose trust over fear, submission over doubt. She didn't have all the answers, but she trusted the one who did. Through her faith, she became part of God's incredible plan to bring salvation to the world. The Christmas story is a beautiful reminder of God's love and promises. Through Jesus' birth, we see God reaching out to humanity, inviting us into a deeper relationship with Him. It's a story of hope, redemption, and the fulfillment of God's plan, even in the face of uncertainty. Just as Mary trusted God's plan, we, too, are called to trust Him with the uncertainties of our lives. His love for us is unwavering, His promises are sure, and His presence is constant. When we say yes to Him, even without all the answers, we open the door to a life filled with His peace and purpose. Today, I want you to put all your hope and trust in God. In the midst of life's uncertainty, do not be dismayed. Remember the word of God in Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10, which says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." In the midst of that problem, God is with you. Maybe you find yourself at crossroads of life today. I want you to take comfort in the promises of God for your life. Trust in God's guidance too and heed His counsel as the Spirit instructs you. Psalm chapter 32 verse 8 says, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you." God is ever there for you. This season, take every step with courage, relying on His grace to see you through. Trust Him to give you the best out of every uncertainty. As you go today, I would like you to reflect on these things. Ask yourself, what uncertainties am I facing today? How can I respond to God's invitation to trust Him, just as Mary did? Take a moment to reflect and pray, saying, "Lord, help me to trust your plans, even when I can't see the full picture. Give me the faith to respond as Mary did, with submission and hope in your promises." As you do this, may the Lord bless you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the example of Mary's faith and submission to your plan. In the midst of our uncertainties, help us to trust you completely, saying, "Yes, Lord, to your will." Remind us of your love, faithfulness, and the invitation to walk closely with you. We ask that you bless us today and fill our hearts with peace and courage as we surrender to your perfect plan. In Jesus' precious name we pray, Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from the book of Amos chapter 1, chapter 2 and chapter 3. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a beautiful day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.